Chapter 2, An Enemy's Trap. Dantes walked quickly to his father's small house.
Son, you're home!
Dantes' father lived alone, and he was happy to see his son.
I have good news and bad news, father,
said Dantes.
Captain Leclerc is dead. He died before we came home.
That is bad news, my son. He was a good man and a good captain,
said the old man.
But what is the good news?
Father, I feel bad to say it now, so soon after Captain Leclerc died. But I am to become captain of the Pharaoh,
Dantes said.
That is great news, son. You will make an excellent captain,
Dante's father said proudly.
Thank you, father. But now please excuse me. I must go visit someone else.
Ah, yes,
Dante's father said.
Have a good visit with your new wife.
Dantes called out to Mercedes as he approached her home.
Mercedes! Mercedes!
Suddenly a happy voice answered from inside. I'm here, Dantes. I'm here! Mercedes answered as she ran to him. Dantes took her in his arms. For a few moments, the rest of the world disappeared. The two lovers only knew each other, but others knew of them. Sitting and drinking wine nearby was Danglars. He was busy trying to think of a plan. He did not want Dantes to be captain. Just then, Mercedes and Dantes walked by the outdoor cafe where Danglars was drinking. Talking happily with Mercedes, Dantes didn't see him.
Now that you're captain, you won't even talk to your friends?
Danglars asked.
No, I was just talking to Mercedes and didn't see you,
Dantes answered.
When is the wedding?
Danglars asked, without saying hello.
Soon,
Dantes answered.
Tomorrow or the next day. You are in a hurry,
Danglars said.
Why are you getting married so quickly, Captain? I'm not captain yet,
Dantes answered.
We are in a hurry because I must go to Paris. After that, with Mr. Morel's blessing, I may become captain. Paris? Why must you go to Paris?
Danglars asked.
Before he died, Captain Leclerc asked me to do something for him. For that reason, I'm going to Paris,
Dantes explained. He said nothing about the letter. He knew it could be dangerous, and he didn't trust Danglars.
You must come to our wedding. Of course,
Danglars answered. Then he said quietly to himself,
you will never make it to Paris, and you will never be my captain.
Danglars wrote a letter to Judge Villefort. Villefort was the king's judge in Marseilles. He told the judge he was a friend of the king, but he didn't give his name. In his letter, Danglars gave the judge information about Dantes. He wrote that Dantes was an enemy of the king, and that Dantes had a secret letter from Napoleon for someone in Paris. He asked the judge to arrest Dantes and question him. He knew Dantes wouldn't lie to the judge. He also knew that the secret letter from Napoleon would get Dantes into serious trouble. Danglars was an evil man. When he sent the letter, he was happy. He expected to be captain of the Pharaoh soon. Later, Dantes and Mercedes had their wedding. Everyone was there, Morel, Danglars, and other friends and family. Suddenly, as the wedding finished, a police officer and four soldiers arrived.
Who is Edmond Dantes?
The officer asked.
I am Edmond Dantes,
Dantes answered.
How can I help you, sir?
I am here to arrest you,
the officer answered.
You are to appear before Judge Villefort.
Everyone at the wedding was surprised. Danglars pretended to be surprised.
But why?
Both Morrell and Dantès spoke at the same time.
Everything will be explained at the court.
The officer answered.
Please come with me.
Dantès left with the officer and the soldiers. He gave a last look at Mercedes. He promised her he would return quickly. He didn't see the smile on Dangler's face.